Hi, welcome to Premiership America. You know the way Arsenal, Manchester United, Chelsea and Liverpool have started the season. It looks like it's almost impossible for the other teams to break into the Big Four. But if you look through history, there are other clubs that have managed to rule England, and these clubs have the potential to do it again. Tottenham Hotspur, Aston Villa, Everton, Newcastle, and possibly West Ham and Man City are all teams that have huge fan bases, lots of history, and the potential in today's economic market to challenge the Big Four and consistently play in Europe year in, year out. Manchester United have a huge stadium, proud history, lots of money from good business and financial backers, and probably most important, a manager that has done it all. Traditionally, Chelsea are no bigger than the other teams we've just mentioned. And prior to Roman Abramovich coming to London and buying Chelsea, they certainly haven't had a successful past like Tottenham, Villa, Everton, and others. Let's start off with Newcastle. St. James's Park is the second largest stadium in England, and it's sold out for every game. So obviously they're getting a lot of money just from gate receipts. They've had and still have world-class players like Alan Shearer, Michael Owen, David Ginola, Asprilla, Paul Gascoigne, Chris Waddle, Malcolm McDonald, but they haven't won one piece of silverware since the 1950s. For a club of Newcastle's size and potential, this has become a long-standing joke. They flirted with success in the mid and late 90s, almost winning the Premiership and staying in the top four for a couple of years in a row. But since then, they've looked like they can barely get out of mid-table mediocrity. And this season doesn't look any better. It must be terrible to be a Geordie fan, knowing that each season ends in heartache and unfulfilled potential. But they do say that this is the hotbed of English football. The supporters, the fans, they know what they're talking about. There's lots of young kids playing soccer up in the Northeast, and they always produce not just stars in and around Newcastle, but throughout the whole of England playing for the England national team. Aston Villa are another giant in the Midlands, the biggest team in Birmingham, which is the second biggest city in England. Villa have the potential to draw from a huge fan base, but they've basically been crap for so long now that it seems like ages ago when they actually won the league and the European Cup. But Randy Lerner, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, and somebody who has spent a lot of time growing up in England, has realized from a business sense how sound of an investment Aston Villa are. Certainly with their history, their catchment area, their famous ground, and their obvious attraction to a large part of the country, Aston Villa have the potential to break into the top four. With the combination of Randy Lerner pulling the purse strings and Martin O'Neill, possibly one of the best and brightest managers in Europe, now in charge of the team, I wouldn't bet against Villa breaking into the Big Four in the next few years. They don't have a large squad of players, and those players that they do have aren't exactly internationally recognizable names. But if Martin O'Neill can get Villa off and running, the financial support from Randy Lerner is something O'Neill will probably not waste, and I can't see him doing anything but turning Villa into a top four team. The only hitch is whether or not Aston Villa can hold on to Martin O'Neill. I'm sure O'Neill is ambitious, and if he doesn't think he can do it at Villa, there will be future jobs at bigger clubs such as Manchester United that might lure him. Prior to Arsenal's resurgence in the 1990s, their North London rivals, Tottenham, were equal in terms of success, financial power, and fan support. Spurs have a glorious history, made even better by a reputation for playing attractive and free-flowing football throughout the years. But Tottenham have fallen behind and have been stuck mid-table for a long time. Similar to Newcastle and Aston Villa, Spurs fans have been frustrated because they see such potential in their team that no one can understand why they're not the same level as Liverpool, United, or Arsenal. Although every year comes with new optimism for Tottenham fans, the last couple of years have been a little bit different, backed by a sound business plan, looking for young talent around the country and around the world, who they bring to White Hart Lane and develop, mixed with some homegrown talent who they've brought through the academy, and some international stars. Tottenham only lost fourth place in the Premiership on the last day of the season to Arsenal by a fluke. Everybody knows that one season flirting with the top four doesn't establish a presence at the top of the Premiership. It requires consistency each year, cementing a place with the elite, which brings silverware, financial reward, and turns your team into an attractive club where stars from all over the world want to play. Look at Everton. A couple of years ago, they actually made it into the top four, finished fourth in the Premiership, and thus got a spot in the European Champions League. Playing in the Champions League is what every top player wants to do, so it obviously makes it a lot easier to attract those kind of players. But it was a one-off season for Everton, and since they've fallen behind, and now look like another team with lots of potential who just can't quite get back their status at the top of the league. Don't forget Everton in the 1930s, and again for a few years in the mid-80s, were the most successful club in England. They have a huge fan base, including the blue half of Liverpool, but these days financially seem to lag behind Tottenham, Newcastle, and now Aston Villa. You could also say West Ham and Manchester City are other sleeping giants that have the potential to break into the elite of the Premiership. West Ham are symbolic of the working class East End of London that has now become really fashionable. They have history behind them. They have always produced young England stars and provided several players for the England national team when they won the World Cup in 1966. They also have the advantage of knowing that a lot of neutrals support West Ham because of what they've always stood for, though some think it's really because everybody feels sorry for them. Manchester City, much like West Ham, have also had a lot of sympathy in being the less successful half of Manchester. Interestingly, in Manchester itself, there are more City fans than United fans. But outside of Manchester, of course, United rules. There's a lot of pride in supporting Manchester City, and even when they went down a couple of divisions after successive relegations, they were still able to pull in 30 to 35,000 fans, playing clubs in towns that didn't even have that many people in their population. Although City have had some success, they've won the league, they're more famous for being sad these days and always looking like they have the potential to fall apart. But you can't forget the opposite is true, and City do have the potential, the fan support, the history, and the size of a club to do a lot better than what they're currently doing. Now, I've left out clubs like Portsmouth, Middlesbrough, and even Fulham, who certainly have the financial backing and a large catchment area, but they lack the recent history and tradition that could propel them into true, consistent contenders for the Premiership and eventually powers in Europe. Anything can happen and things can change every year, but as of right now, it looks like Aston Villa, Tottenham, Newcastle, Everton, and possibly West Ham and Man City have the potential, with a long-term plan of breaking into the Big Four. This is Premiership America. Stay tuned for more shows or check out PremiershipAmerica.com for upcoming games on TV that you should not miss.